Welcome to Adventures in Frugal Living. I'm Thea, and on tonight's show, we're going to talk about the 15 different ways that you can stretch your retirement income, and that would include all types of retirement income, your Social Security benefits, any investments from your taxable accounts. This can also include any funds from your 401k or your Roth IRA accounts. So with all of these accounts combined, that will make up your retirement income. And so on tonight's show, I'm just gonna discuss 15 ways that you can make your retirement income last as long as possible. And so let's get right into it. The first thing I have here is to create a retirement budget. So you would take into consideration any lifestyle changes that you might be making after retirement. Of course, you may no longer be working full time after retirement. For some of you, you might be working part time now after retirement, and maybe not in the same field, but in a completely different industry. Another thing to consider, as part of making a new budget for retirement, is the fact that the kids no longer live in a home with you. And so you may not have to buy as many groceries or clothing, or you instead of two cars, you could sell one car and just have one car. So there's all kinds of things that you want to budget for in retirement. Another major expense in retirement is healthcare, and depending on how old you are when you retire, you may qualify for Medicare, but. If you are, but that's mainly for after you turn 65, because in order to apply for Medicare benefits, you have to be at least 65 years of age. Now, but what if you are someone who wants to retire early, like myself? I'm someone who plans to retire much earlier than age 65. So what about early retirees like us? Well, in this case, you have different options as well as far as budgeting for healthcare expenses after early retirement. One option is to apply for Medicaid. Another idea is to apply for health insurance through the government's through their marketplace website, which is at www.healthcare.gov. So you can apply for healthcare through the marketplace, which is sponsored by the government. Even though the government won't be paying for your health insurance, it really operates as a marketplace where you can compare different health insurance plans and companies. So that's another option you have if you are going to retire early and you're not able to get Medicare at this point. So that's another option. Another option for early retirees is to apply for health insurance just directly through the health insurance company without going through the avenue of the marketplace. So those are some of the options that you have if you are retiring before age 65, but you're still in need of health insurance. So you want to create just a brand new budget altogether for retirement. So that's one of the first things you want to do to help you make your retirement income last. The second thing you can do is delay your Social Security benefits. And I know that there's been mixed opinions about this. Some people feel that it's better to just go right ahead and claim them once you turn 62. And then there's others within the personal finance world who would say, well, you want to delay it as long as possible. Now, if not for me, I would say that depends. Now, the reason I included delaying Social Security benefits as a way of making your retirement income stretch is because you may not need it right away. You may have built quite a bit of assets through your investments altogether, as well as any other savings that you might have. So when you have all of those assets combined, and if you find that they exceed your expenses, and you have enough assets to live off of without having to claim Social Security at age 62, I just felt that, well, in that case it would make better sense to just delay the Social Security benefits for later on in life when you really really have a need for those. Not to say that you wouldn't have a need for them at age 62, because for many they will have to, it may be, in some cases, it may be best for them to claim those benefits at age 62. But what I was saying is that if you want to make your retirement income stretch and you have gained, or should I say accumulated, and you have accumulated a substantial amount of assets, that, like I said, from either from your investments, other types of savings that you've accumulated over the years. And if you're able to live off of that for a good few years before claiming Social Security, I would say it might be best to just delay your Social Security benefits until some years after your retirement. And it may be best if you don't really need that right away, because you have enough assets now where you won't need the Social Security benefits right then and there at age 62. You can afford to delay those benefits for a few years. And by delaying your Social Security benefits until a few years after you turn 62, that's helping you stretch your retirement income. So the next thing I have is to maximize your Roth IRA. Now, this is something you can do even before you retire. A few years, this is addressed to those who haven't retired yet, but they're getting ready to in a few years, or maybe a year or two or so that they plan to retire. This would be the time when you want to max out your Roth IRA. You want to contribute, it max out your contributions. I mean, you really want to give that Roth IRA a huge boost. You want to contribute as much as possible every year until you retire. And one of the best, and one reason I say that, because one of the main benefits of a Roth IRA is that your earnings, any all of your contributions and any earnings that grow in that account due to the any stocks or bonds that you purchase for that you purchase in this account, all of those earnings will grow tax free. And this is because this is because your contributions that you make, these are that they're made with after tax dollars. So as a result, the earnings in your Roth IRA account, they grow tax free. And what's even better is that after age 59 and a half, which is the age that you are allowed to start taking distributions from the Roth IRA, that will be tax free as well. So that's why that's why many people, including myself, recommend the Roth IRA for as a good source of retirement income. So before you retire, you can stretch your retirement income by just increasing your contributions to your Roth IRA year after year after year, all the way until the year you retire. And depending on what kind of portfolio you have with your Roth IRA, as far as stocks and bonds, mutual funds, and real estate investment trust, depending on what your portfolio makeup is for the Roth IRA, it can just grow substantially. And especially if you have decided to automatically reinvest the dividends of that grow in your account, and due to compound interest, as they say, your retirement, your Roth IRA can just grow substantially. And when that happens, by the time you do retire, you are able to make your retirement income last for quite a while. So even before you retire, it's a good idea to maximize that Roth IRA before you retire, because when you do that, by the time you do retire, you will be able to make your retirement income last a little bit longer. So that's one tool that you can use in making your retirement income stretch, and that is maximizing your Roth IRA. Another thing you can do is to start a side hustle or some kind of side business. Now, not all those who retire might want to do this, but for those who are, this is another great way for you to stretch your retirement income. That way, you won't have to depend too heavily on your investments or your Social Security benefits for retirement. You can use the income from your side business to help you out and to stretch that retirement income even further. And I mean, there's all kinds of things now that you can do for side businesses or side hustles. It doesn't even have to be an actual business or home or even a home based business. Not all retirees want to go the entrepreneurial route. You might want to just do a side gig. Some good examples of side gigs include freelance writing. You can be a virtual assistant, drive for Uber or Lyft. You might want to be a personal shopper for services such as Instacart or Shipt. There's graphic design for those who have a web design background. Maybe you want to do some web design or freelance graphic design on the side during retirement. And there's so many to choose from. So having some kind of side gig or side home-based business will really help. Will give your retirement income a boost. And the good thing about these kind of gigs is that you don't have to do it full time. You can do it part time, if you like, and it will bring in some extra income during retirement. Because I think so often when we think retirement, we think someone when you retire, you don't it means someone who doesn't work at all. Now that is true for many retirees. But that's not true for all retirees. That there are some retirees who still would like to do different types of work. It just may not be in the same industry that they were in. Maybe their previous career was so stressful and it took a toll on their mental and physical health. So now they want to switch over to something that is not as stressful. And since they have enough money to retire and to pursue those things that are less stressful, they're using their retirement years for that. So I just wanted to clear that up as well. So that's another option you have. If you want to stretch your retirement income, you can start a side business or do a few side hustles in your spare time. And now another thing I want to another way to stretch your retirement income is to move to a more affordable city. Now this is not all retirees will be able to do this, but this is an option. If you are able to, if the city you live in, if you live in a city where the cost of living is very high, and not only that, but if you live in a state that's not very tax friendly, because as many retirees know, when you retire, even if you retire, you still have to. You may have to, more likely you have to pay taxes on pensions. Your Social Security benefits are taxable as well as your tax. Then there's your taxable investment accounts. The dividends that you earn are taxable, so it's just so many. So even if you retire, you still got to do the taxes, let alone the high cost of living in the city you live in. So if you would like to keep more of your retirement income and to make it go further, it may help to move to a more tax friendly and more affordable city. So that's something else you want. That's another idea to consider. And now I'm going to move on to the next thing is. Another thing you want to do is purchase long-term care insurance, because even though you may not need it now, after you turn 65, the chances of you needing long-term care could increase. And since Medicare does not cover long-term care insurance, and they don't offer, that's not something that they cover, you would have to buy that separately. You have to purchase the long-term care insurance separately, and so. And also without long-term care insurance, the cost of paying for in-home care and anything any other expenses dealing with long-term care out of pocket can be very costly depending on who the company that you choose to provide those services for you much later on in life. So for those who plan to retire or those who have just retired and feel that they might need long-term care insurance, I just want to remind you that Medicare doesn't cover this. This is something that you would need to purchase separately. So that's something you want to include in your retirement budget, because that will definitely help you stretch your retirement income. And with that said, we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back with some more ways that you can stretch your retirement income. Welcome back to Adventures in Frugal Living. I'm Thea, and on tonight's show, I've been discussing 15 different ways to stretch your retirement income. So basically, these are 15 ways that you can make your retirement income last after you retire. And so here's part two. And so we're going to continue with our list. And so the next thing I have on the list is to live as frugal as possible while still having fun during retirement, because a major part of retirement is having fun and enjoying yourself and just and enjoying the fruits of your labor, that the all and enjoying the income that you accumulated before retirement and now doing really great things with it. But also at the same time, balancing that out with living a frugal lifestyle. So that means it looks different for every retiree as far as what your definition of will be a frugal lifestyle be after retirement. Maybe instead of two cars, you decide to just sell one car that you have and now just use one and now just drive around with one car. Or for some retirees, that could mean downsizing to an apartment and selling the bigger house that they now have, and just downsizing to a smaller home, or even just renting a smaller apartment. There have been stories of retirees who have sold their homes and who now live in a condo. Since especially for those who live by themselves, they decide to just downsize their home. Another thing you can do is cut back on your grocery budgets, and instead of purchasing groceries for multiple family members, now that your kids have moved out and so forth, if it's just you by yourself or you and your spouse, now you can just slash your grocery budget where you're just buying just enough groceries for either yourself or just you and your spouse. So that's another way of living frugally after retirement. And there's other things. Also you want to take advantage of any senior discounts, because that plays a role in you being able to live frugally after retirement. I mean, during your retirement, I should say, is using senior discounts. And actually that's the next tip that I had after this. So they're actually tied in together. So I might as well mention that, because that's a part of living frugally during retirement. That's one option, is that you can take advantage of all the different senior discounts that are available as well. Because many retailers offer this. And also companies that offer different types of services, they may have discounts for senior citizens. And so that's another way to live frugally after retirement. And as far as clothes, you can also cut back on your clothing budget. Maybe you're no longer working in at the place where you're required to dress formally, so you can cut back on those clothes and just buy mostly casual clothing, but where you can still look nice, but not as but where you don't have to buy the expensive dressy clothes. And since you're no longer in the workforce, you can cut back on those type on professional style clothing and just opt for more stylish and casual wear that's inexpensive. So that's another way you can cut back during retirement. You can make some changes to your clothing budget. And I mentioned senior discounts as a part of that. So that was my next tip, but that's tied into living frugally. So I won't repeat that tip. So we're gonna go on to the next thing. So the next tip is to review your health care plan. And that goes back to what I mentioned earlier about budgeting for long-term care insurance, but also budgeting for just health insurance in general. If you're under age 65 at the time of retirement, you won't be able to qualify for Medicare at this time, but you do have other health care options, and that's important to review those options. And as I mentioned earlier, those options include Medicaid. You can obtain private insurance either through the marketplace that the federal government provides, or you can obtain that health insurance directly through the company without needing to go through the marketplace to get it and to compare plans. And it's also important to compare the different plans before choosing one. You want to take a look at all the at with the copays for certain services, what's covered, what's not covered. So you really want to do a thorough comparison before making a choice. So budgeting for so reviewing your healthcare plan is essential in making your retirement income last, because healthcare expenses can it can easily take up a chunk of your retirement income. So you want to make sure that you are getting the most bang for your buck, but without sacrificing the quality of of your health care, because it's, you don't want to just focus on just the affordability of your of a certain health insurance plan. You want to make sure that you're getting the best services as well. So it needs to have the affordability, but it should also be of high quality, because you do deserve high quality health care. But you also want to, you want high quality health care, but you don't want it to eat, take up a chunk of your retirement income and during the remainder years of your life. So you want to have that nice balance there when it comes to reviewing your healthcare options. So that's a part of helping you making your retirement income stretch, is reviewing your healthcare plan or switching over to a different plan that might, that you feel might be more affordable, but that will give you the same quality of care. So that's another option you have. And the next thing, another thing you can do, and this is for those who are receiving Social Security benefits right now, is that you could invest a part of your Social Security benefits. Now, there's some retirees who do that, and this is how, this is their way of making their retirement income stretch, is by taking not their entire, not all of their benefits, but just a portion of it every pay period, every each time they get their benefits, you can take a portion of that and invest it into some index funds or individual stocks and bonds, and or it could be real estate investment trust, or whatever kind of investments that you feel comfortable with as far as your risk tolerance level goes. So if you want to just invest a small portion of your Social Security benefits each pay period and put a portion of that into investments, that I think that's a really good idea. I think that's a great way for you to stretch your retirement income, is by doing some additional investing rather, in addition to anything else that you've bought, in addition to any investments that you currently have that have accumulated from the years before retirement. So if you, and I don't think it hurts to add any extra investments towards that. I really don't think it hurts. If anything, it will stretch your retirement income a little bit more, depending on what kind of investments that you put those put that you put part of your Social Security benefits towards. Depending on what those are, it could really grow your nest egg even more. So I don't think there's anything wrong with putting part of your Social Security benefits towards, put that towards some investments, and making those benefits work for you. So it's the same as making money work for you, but the only difference is, instead of the money that you're using from your regular job, you're using your part of your Social Security benefits, and you're making those benefits work for you in the form of returns on investment. So I think that's a great way to do it, to make that retirement income stretch, is by investing a little bit of your Social Security benefits, and I think that would really help you grow your nest egg even more. Another thing you want to do is plan for taxes. That's another way that you want to that you want to make your retirement income stretch. You want to be aware of any tax, any tax credits, any tax breaks that you may not be aware of, that you can take advantage of, any way that you can lower your tax bill in retirement. So you want to talk with your financial advisor, or do some research online, read books, look at newspaper articles, articles from established personal finance magazines. It's just to do your research on any tax breaks that you may qualify for, so that you can reduce that tax bill every year. Because not only does healthcare take not only can healthcare expenses take up a chunk of your retirement income, but so can taxes. And so you really want to watch out for that. You want to make sure that you are budgeting for that you are budgeting your expenses, so that you will have what you need come tax, when tax time comes, when you will have to start when you have to pay taxes on your retirement income. And I just want to also just reiterate, I mentioned this in the beginning, in part one of the show, but and many some retirees may not be aware of this, but your Social Security benefits are taxable. your traditional IRA, those benefits, if any benefits, any contribution, any distributions from that account, that will be taxable, as well as your regular, your ta any dividends from your taxable investment account, that's taxable as well. And but of course, the exception is with the Roth IRA, that's tax free, so your earnings will grow tax free, and any distributions that you get that you take out from that account, that's tax free. So you don't have to worry about that with the Roth IRA. But with the other, but with any of your other investments, and also your social security benefits, all of those are taxable. So you would have to report that on your taxes. So I just want to keep I wanted to bring that up just to remind those who in case you didn't listen to part one. Okay, so planning for taxes and finding ways where you can reduce your tax bill during retirement. That's another good way to make your retirement income stretch, and to make sure you so you can ensure that you can keep more of your retirement money. Another thing you want to do is set boundaries with your adult children. Yes. So this is another way where you can. Where you can stretch, it's where you can stretch your retirement income and make it last as long as possible. Now, this is not to say that you shouldn't help your adult children when they really need it. If they may fall on hard times, especially in this day and time, post-pandemic world. Maybe they've lost their jobs and they're trying to look for work, but things are very tough for them. And so that so in cases like that, during emergencies or during times of a crisis. I feel it's there's definitely nothing wrong with helping adult children during those times when it's a real emergency, they've fallen on very tough times and they're gonna need a lot of help to get them back on their feet and financially. So in that in those cases, I really think that's great. I think is if you have the funds to help them out in a substantial way financially, I think that that will be a blessing to them. That'll be a blessing to your adult children and grandchildren. Because sometimes it the because what we have to keep in mind is that when your adult children encounter tough financial situations or they enter a financial crisis. Many times it's not just them that are affected, but it could be your grandchildren that are affected. So you help when so when you help your adult children financially, you're also helping the grandkids as well. So because so every because this because this is a domino effect. It affects the adult children, but then their children are affected by tough financial situations as well. So if you're able to bless your adult children financially and to it's a just to put some money their way to help them just to give them a boost. I think I just want to say as a disclaimer, I think that is great and it and that's something that I believe your adult children would appreciate and grandchildren would really appreciate. So there's nothing wrong with that. Now on the other hand, now but now there could be situations when you have adult children who take advantage of their parents financially. In other words, they're not really in a financial crisis. But now they have a sense of entitlement to your retirement income. They feel that you owe them this and you must help them and no matter what your needs are, they're not caring about what your financial situation is. They're not caring about the fact that you are on a fixed income now that you're retired and they're not caring about that. They're just going to demand that you pay for that pay for their lifestyle. And they don't like and they don't want you to hold them accountable for any financial decisions that they made that were not so good. So if now if it's a situation like that, you this is the time when you want to set boundaries with your adult children concerning how much you can do to help them financially. You know, if your adult child is in that type of situation where it's not an emergency for them, they're not facing a crisis, but now they're taking advantage of you financially. Well, this is where you want to put your foot down and you want to set boundaries with them and let them know that this is not something, you know, and talk to them about this and have a serious conversation about that. And if they get upset, this. Well, you can't really do anything about that because you are trying to set boundaries. And while you're doing this, you're teaching them that it is not right with what they're doing, and they're going to have to now be responsible for their own decisions that they make with the money they earn. And so you don't want to be a doormat financially for for adult children. So when you set proper boundaries with them, you are and by you doing this, you are making your retirement income last longer, and you're stretching it just by setting boundaries. So that's another important way to do that. Another important tip on making your retirement income last longer is by setting boundaries with adult children and making sure that you're not enabling their poor money management and or any bad choices they made with their finances by just continuing to give them more and more money without holding them accountable for what they do with that. And so setting boundaries, that I think that's an important part of stretching your retirement income. So the next thing I have is creating an emergency fund. Now you may now for the, now you may think, well, I'm retired and I have enough and I've accumulated quite a bit in assets, and I have the Social Security benefits, and I don't see where that's really necessary. Is that why would I need it? Well, now for some retirees, it just may not be necessary, but for other retirees, it could be. It just may be helpful, because depending on the amount of assets that you accumulated or whatever amount that you have in Social Security or any other benefits that you may have at this time, it's any anything any unexpected expense can come up where it could tear right into your retirement income pretty quickly. So that's why I say it's still good to have an emergency fund. It's still good to have, even though you may have accumulated quite a bit of assets, and for the most part you don't see any kind of unexpected emergency that would nearly wipe out those assets. It's still a good idea to have, because you never know what can take place. And as many of us learned through last year, even going to this year with the pandemic, anything can wipe out your savings. And a lot of this happened, this also happened during 2008 in the aftermath of the Great Recession. It got tough even for retirees even back then, even after that recession. So this is why I say, even if you are retired, even if you have accumulated a substantial amount of assets, or maybe you don't have a substantial amount, but it's still enough where you can be comfortable enough where you can't retire, and you don't have to work anymore. It's still a good idea, even in retirement, to have some kind of emergency fund there. It's still good to have, because you just never know what, and especially this year, because there's been talk all over the country about inflation, and you can just imagine what inflation can do to your retirement income. It could just and already there's been reports of the prices of food and other types of consumer staples. They have increased this year. And so this is just an example of why I think it's still good to have an emergency fund even if you are retired. So and that can really help you stretch that retirement income a lot more in coming years. Another thing that you want to have is life insurance. Yes, this is very important, as once again, this past year with so many people losing their lives to COVID-19, and maybe and not just that, but many other different illnesses. Just in general, you just never know when you just suddenly pass away, and now your family is left to scramble with the cost of a funeral. And the cost of burial and everything that's associated with that, paying for the casket, the service, the burial plot, the cemetery. It's just so much involved in funeral and burial planning. And depending on who you choose to conduct the whole funeral and the burial service, the cost can skyrocket. The cost can be very high. So this is why it's always a good idea to have some kind of life insurance. And this is especially true if you have dependents, especially young dependents. If you have a spouse and dependents, even if you have elderly parents, even if you don't have any kids, even if you're not married at all, you may have nieces and nephews that you want to that you want to leave some things leave some funds to. Or if you're the sole caretaker for your elderly parents, getting life insurance could definitely help in that situation, because it because depending on who you were assigned to look after your elderly parents, should something happen to you, you want to make sure that whoever who you're assigned to be their caretaker, you want to make sure that you leave them with enough funds for them to care for your elderly parents. So that's something else to think about. Another reason why life insurance should be something that you get, even if you are retired and have a good amount of assets. You have to think about the high costs of funerals and burials and any other expenses. Or if you're retired but you still have some debt that you owe. With life insurance, your benefit, your heirs can repay some of those debts with some of the life insurance funds. And so that's another thing to consider as well as to why it's important to have life insurance. Even if you are retired and have quite a few assets, life insurance is still a good idea. It's still something that you want to have, and it can help you stretch your retirement income. And last but not least, after you've taken care of all of those things, you can just now enjoy your retirement. Have fun with the assets that you've accumulated. Have fun with that. You know, if you want to travel a lot more to see the grandkids, that would be great. Or you've just made a decide to not just for that, but you just might want to travel to different cities with your friends and have a girls' weekend out or guys' weekend off, or just, you know, maybe you want to use the funds to be generous to people in your neighborhood. Maybe you've always wanted to do some volunteer work, and or even put some of your money towards causes that you're very passionate about. Now's the time to do it. You have worked hard for so many years. Now you can just put that big smile on your face and say, "I'm retired now. Now I have more freedom. I have the funds to pursue the things that matter the most. I am officially out of the rat race." That will be my last tip. Don't forget to have fun with your retirement income. Have as much fun as you can. You are officially out of the rat race, and you deserve to enjoy yourself. And with that said, I'm going to close tonight's episode. And until next time, everyone, have a blessed night.